Blog Talk Radio.
Come when our hearts will be released from their hunger
and we can be filled with the light from above, which you give us in Jesus Christ's name. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, let's play some great gospel music here. I'll get the Beanie Loco made for us. All righty. Okay. Here we go.
Souls are screaming, hollow hearts are burning, in the streets they're beaming, for how you're learning. I'm ready to go higher, I'm ready to go higher, let's go higher,
yeah.
Higher.
Whoa. Hey yo, tripping now, tripping now, everybody out here tripping now. Trippin' now, trippin' now. Young girls out here strippin' now. Young boys out here hitting now. On the playground, find a clip on the ground. Chillin' till we came about the building and we heard somebody yelling. It was telling everybody lay down, lay down, lay down. Situation hot like Cape Town. Hey now, hey now. Do I trust God or the K now? Cause when you're laying face down, when you hear the sound of an AK spray letting off around, I'm on second thought to the Holy Spirit. Check my heart and I receive that. G-check, out of respect for God, that fear I eat that. With a deep breath, bold faith on the side, if I die, no regret. I confess, who laid down in my place when I pray I get feedback. Believe that, I know I'm surrounded by grace, and if ever you need that, seek that, and believe that. By faith and instead of where the weed at, you'll see that. We all need to be asking for praise and talk about the part of me to make it hard for me to live accordingly with that hope. Fight with all of me, but unfortunately it keep calling me on that note. Against that it's hard to revolt. Fighting and I'm writing down all of these quotes. Hope to inspire all of these folks so the Lord would acquire all of these souls. Back to the situation at hand, no. Block lit up like a dance floor. In the middle of blazing ammo. Spark so bright like you're shooting with a candle. Oh!
If this world was screaming, hollow hearts were burning.
Everybody got the answers. They said that they plan is the master. They preach it to us like they passed.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. The government treat us like cancer. The prison system make us bastards. I sent on the news in this pastor. We can't even turn to charity. They make money off our tragedy.
They get the money.
If life is school or hard knocks, the street will teach you like academy. Everybody in their glass house tell us what we need to do to make it out. When they was born on the mountaintop, they ain't seen no bottom. They don't know the route.
They don't know.
Environment.
Yeah.
I wish I could choose that entitlement.
Yeah.
Instead of being born in poverty and hungry hyenas surrounding me, the Fortune 500 won't hire me. So we create our own economies with dope money, our salary, just to feed our families.
I close my eyes and pray that God deliver me. Church is moving to our hood, but they don't come and speak. Why they gentrify? We risk our life. Selling dope, you probably die.
I got fat thighs, yeah, don't look fat, nah, yeah. I daily fight the light, yeah. That's my new diet. 100 stabs on the back, but I'm straight, yeah,
I'm straight.
I've been down for the count, I'm okay,
yeah.
I've been fighting every
MC try to take my soul, but I'm still G.
I can't take it.
En este mundo siempre existe gente que te subestima. Después te preguntan cómo hiciste para subir a la cima. Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo te llevan la misma. Yo camino por calle de oro y no de calamina. Yo no tengo letra que asesina, leo la Biblia pa' subir a tarima. Pastor el que se pase soy la mina y si el diablo se mete yo tengo la rima. Rima, rima, que te causa grima, siempre escucho eso, siempre son la misma. Yo te traje la gritomicina pa' toda la esquina, así que te fascina. Angel Brown, Optimus, ja. En este mundo siempre existe gente que te subestima. Después te preguntan cómo hiciste pa' subir a la cima. Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo te llevan la misma. Yo camino por calle de oro y no de calamina. Yo no tengo letra que asesina, leo la Biblia pa' subir a tarima. Pa' el que se pase soy la mina, siempre existe gente que tengo la rima. Después te preguntan cómo hiciste pa' subir a la cima. Yo te traje la gritomicina pa' Espíritu Santo te lleva la mina. Dinero, 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 dinero. Yo no tengo letra que asesina, leo la Biblia pa' subir a tarima. Rapeando nada más se le nota su ego. Rima, rima, que te causa grima. Siempre escucho eso, siempre son la misma. Desde siempre dinero. Siempre le sirvo a Dios verdadero. Dinero, 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 dinero. Yo no soy el primero, no soy el segundo, tampoco el tercero. Rapeando nada más se le nota su ego. Me dijeron que no cante trap, que me ponga de nuevo pa'l rap. Desde siempre dinero. Siempre le sirvo a Dios verdadero. No soy yo, póngase a administrar. Que mi Cristo pronto va a llegar. Yo no soy el primero, no soy el segundo, tampoco el tercero. Lo tuyo, lo tuyo. Llegaron los que mandan tu bocina. Me dijeron que no cante trap. Lo sagro que lo voy para el rap. Es de frente, dije que se traga mi río. En la gestión que no tenemos escriba. Lo que no soy yo, póngase a lo administrar. No soy Cristo, yo no voy a llegar. Pila, yo te ando que digo. No me gozo, es lo mío que tu papá. Retiramos el sol, por mi bien y a mi ley. Ponemos los huevos a creer. Estamos caros más de rey. Hey. Mi familia y yo no nos vamos a pedir. Dinero, 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 dinero.
Dinero, dinero.
Muchos lo tienen, nada más de primer.
Nada más de primer.
Repiendo nada más, se le nota su fe.
Se le nota su fe.
Parece que las almas no están de primer. Estamos Bayer, no queremos Bayer. Tú estás claro, mano, que tenemos el power. Tienes tu C-Sour, también fumas agua. Aquí lo hacemos como Street Fighter. Me dijeron por ahí que la calle controla. Te subo el push, también tú le enrolas. Ponte pa' que no se
como about the igloo, we on my wrist. Ran out of option, we gotta survive, so we taking risks. Come in and stand, we gotta live, it is what it is. You look like Japan. The 40 is on me, and if I get high, it blow like a fan. They talk about the hood like they know the answer, but never been in. Come in and stand, we gotta live.
Lead a sign to the Zodiac. Ay, I don't need them, I just go attack. be giving all I got. Really living more than sentimental. Put it in the middle of an instrumental. Every jot and tittle from a brother pencil riddle. With the scribbles of the father's riddles. Let me get a griddle. Can I cook a little with the modesty? I tell him I am not playing, boy. Jesus coming back and I am not saying, boy. You loving money ain't looking too favorable. Blood on my hands if I don't say what I say to you. Hip-hop is dying and I brought the savers to it. Then it's unbreakable. You better make a move. What you gonna take, what you gonna... I never switched up, I never ditched up. When they dissed us, I didn't flinch up. That's my sister, we don't give up. Ready to die for the truth that clinched us. You can't bitch us.
dog, yeah. Don't look back, nah, yeah. Daily fight the life. That's my new diet. 100 tabs on the back, but I'm straight, yeah. I've been down for the count, I'm okay, yeah. I've been fighting everything, trying to kill me, yeah. Lucy tried to take my soul, but I'm still G.
Hey, hey, estamos Gucci, estamos bien, estamos bien, estamos Gucci, estamos bien, estamos bien, estamos Gucci, estamos bien, estamos bien, estamos Gucci. Dios anda conmigo y ahora yo estoy Gucci. Mi vida cambió y ahora yo estoy Gucci. Llamo a mis pecados y ahora yo estoy Gucci. Estamos bien, estamos Gucci. Gucci, easy, easy, con Dios anda conmigo y ahora yo estoy Gucci. Mi vida cambió y ahora yo estoy Gucci. Borro mis pecados y ahora yo estoy Gucci. Estamos bien, estamos predicado bien. Y ahora estamos Gucci.
Gucci, easy, easy, con un flow que los deja dizzy hasta regalar un millón de pesos como hizo Tracy Gosplan. Yo soy un tipo late, no creo en el payback. También estamos quiero bien, quitarle la capa a los Maybach.
Quiero
la G-Tima,
yo estoy Gucci.
El hijo de rey tiene
mi vida,
aunque la matase de aquí,
yo estoy Gucci.
Yo quiero decirle que
borro mi todo
el mundo que
yo estoy Gucci.
La gracia no solo para
predicar,
para
ti ahora estoy
bien.
Gucci.
K-Purpose, easy, con un nunca lo dude. Deja dice a fuego de hace rato, pa' de pesos como hizo Trisica. No es el dinero que es la
payback,
no creo en el payback. Tengo oro en el cuello, es la
acabó de un Maybach.
Yo llamo
Dizzy,
y el cien, Dizzy Gucci. Ya, ser hijo, tiene cien. Yo quiero decirle cantar,
estamos bien,
mundo que estoy Gucci. Esa gracia
estamos,
no solo pa'
estamos,
mí, para
estamos
bien, ok.
Dios anda conmigo y ahora yo estoy
cambiando el juego.
Mi vida cambió y ahora yo estoy
Gucci.
Borro mis pecados y ahora yo estoy.
Yo no tengo cuello,
predizuela,
y ahora paso.
Yo estoy con la vida tantas veces como Tito. Roja es la que se derrama en mi barrio y yo no me quito. Manda más en su lavadora, me metió y la puso en ring. 40 y pico y sigo duro como en Sacramento Beans.
Oh,
si no me crees, ven que te preparo un dish. Oiga, deje los papelones, venga y pida make a wish. Así no siga, piensa que eres grande y eres una hormiga. No te asfixies, yo soy el albuterol pa' tu fatiga.
Inhale, bájele 5 y deje los documentales.
Ese corrito está repetido y cansa cada vez que sale.
Desde cero me levanté a lo malo, yo le di serruchi.
Volver a mal me ayuda, man, a sentirme Gucci.
Estamos bien, estamos bien, estamos Gucci.
These rumors be dropping in. They gotta be talking a lot. I know that it gives them oxygen. But I'm real confident. How it's done, I'll box them in. I do this for my two girls, Kayla and Jocelyn. Hearing the judgments all the time, they always be popping in. But life prevails on its own. I'll keep on blossoming. Your girl has been underrated from day one. They hearing my tracks and they never play one. I'll do my own thing and I'm bringing it. Selling my soul on the track, no, I'll never make one. I thought that we're rapping to make life worth living. My first decision was making a different show and I'm pushing it. But nobody's hearing the truth, they too busy. Too dizzy to heaven, be thinking they wrong. It's all telling the world that I'm moving along. Won't do what they doing or ruin my place. I will always know where I belong. That's why I'm the underdog, better believe it. Speaking the truth, I would never deceive you. Maybe my skin is too yellow to ever be thought of in stone. But mother of two, that be rapping's a joke. Not ready for change, you want me to choke? Look at my life and the way that I live, I'm not like most. Come on.
Look up. See what you gon' do if you ain't showing up. Everybody look at you, look ain't no stuff.
Alrighty, okay, enough of the music. Alrighty, we got a couple callers here. Okay. No, I'm not dead, Grover, are you? Goodbye. 1-1, you're on there. Goodbye. 1-1, you're on the air. Okay, goodbye. All right, and I'm going to put up a foolishness tonight. Okay, we were supposed to have a conference with BBF, Pastor Vito, and some of the Discord people here tonight on live on air, but I can see they decided not to do so because they're bunch of pussies. Alright. Alright. Okay, well, let's get into tonight's lesson. It's a Bible study. Okay, we're going to do two tonight. We're going to do Matthew chapter 8 and chapter 9. There are different types of prayer. Prayer is how we make up our needs and wants to know to God. Today's lesson is divided into the following five sections. Bible verses about prayer, praying for ourselves, praying for others. God sometimes intervenes on our behalf without us having to say a word. And then the example of Jesus. So as we look at these five sections, we will feature three miracles performed by Jesus as described in Matthew chapter 8. That's Jesus cleansing the leper, Jesus healing the centurion's servant, and Jesus healing Peter's mother-in-law. We will begin our lesson by looking at five scriptures about prayer. The Bible verses about prayer. Jeremiah 29, verse 12. Then you will call upon me and come pray to me, and I will listen to you. Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. Keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. In Romans chapter 12, verse 12, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, okay, devoted to prayer, okay. And then Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but everything in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. And in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be open to you. Praying for ourselves, the leper. In case of the leper reached out to Jesus himself and asked for healing. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 2, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. So praying for others, a centurion. The centurion was a Roman soldier responsible for commanding 100 soldiers. Came to Jesus advocating for a servant who was paralyzed at home. Matthew chapter 8, verse 6 or 8, Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, fearfully tormented. Just say the word and my servant will be healed. We should never underestimate or take for granted the power that we have in praying for one another. Consider the following four scriptures that highlight the importance of praying for others. In James chapter 5, James chapter 5, verse 16, therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of righteous man can accomplish much. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayer and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the Lord's people. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 9, for this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 44, you have heard that it was said that you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. So sometimes God intervenes on his own. And the third miracle Jesus saw for himself, that Peter's mother-in-law was sick with a fever, and he healed her. In Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 to 15, when Jesus came into Peter's home, he saw his mother-in-law lying sick in bed with fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she got up and waited on him. That is fantastic. Example of how the Spirit sometimes intercedes on our behalf when we do not know what to pray for. In Romans chapter 8, verse 26, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. The example of Jesus. Prayer needs to be part of everyday life for Christians. It is how we communicate with God. Jesus himself would often go to a quiet place to pray to his Father, as evidenced by the following six scriptures. Luke chapter 6, verse 12. It was at the time when he went up to the mountain to pray, and he spent the whole night in prayer to God. In Luke chapter 3, verse 21. Now, when all the people were baptized, Jesus was also baptized, and while he was praying, heaven was opened. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 23, after he had sent the crowds away, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. In Mark chapter 6, verse 46, after bidding them farewell, he left for the mountain to pray. In Mark chapter 1, verse 35, in the early morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went to a secluded place, and he was praying there. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 36, Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to the disciples, sit here while I go over there and pray. So in conclusion, prayer is an important part of being a Christian. We can pray for ourselves, for others, and sometimes God will intervene without us ever offering up a prayer, as he did in the case of Peter's mother. Like Jesus, we should pray often by going to a quiet place where we can properly focus. Jesus often would remove himself from others to pray, and this was at a time when the world had far fewer distractions. In today's high-tech world, we have cell phones, laptops, and all kinds of distractions. So by removing ourselves from these distractions, we can properly talk to our Heavenly Father through the power of prayer. And in Psalm chapter 66, verses 17 to 20, I cried to him with my mouth, and he was exalted with my tongue. If I regard wickedness in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But God has heard, he has given attention to the sound of my prayer. Blessed be God who has not turned away my prayer nor his favor from me. Amen. Now let's look at Matthew chapter 9. Defining compassion. Today's lesson is the focus on one of the most important characteristics that a Christian can have, and that is compassion. The definition of compassion is a sympathetic pity or concern for sufferings or misfortunes of others. And in Latin, the word compassion means to suffer with. So compassion means that someone else's heartbreak becomes our heartbreak, another's suffering becomes our suffering. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a German pastor alive during the time of the Nazi Germany, said about compassion, we must learn to regard people less in the light of what they do or omit to do, or more in the light of what they suffer. The word compassion appears twice in Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9, verses 10 to 13. Then it happened that Jesus was reclining at the table of the house. Behold, many tax collectors, sinners came and were dining with Jesus and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, why is your teacher eating with tax collectors and sinners? When Jesus heard this, he said, it is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire compassion and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but the sinners. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 to 36, Jesus was going through all the cities and the villages, teaching in the synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. Seeing the people, he felt compassion for them, because they were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd. So the compassion of Jesus suffered unbelievable hardships. During his time on earth, Jesus was arrested. He was beaten, scourged, which is whipped, mocked, rejected, abandoned, forsaken, falsely accused, spat upon, and crucified on a cross. He suffered all of these things, and yet he did nothing wrong. If ever there was somebody that had a right to be angry, it was Jesus. But Jesus did not get angry. Instead, he said in Luke chapter 23, verse 34, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Throughout the Bible, we see examples of Jesus showing compassion to others. For today's lessons, we have highlighted the following three scriptures as an example of Jesus' remarkable compassion. In Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 and 14, and when the people heard of this, they followed him on foot from the cities. When he went on shore, he saw a large crowd and felt compassion for them and healed their sick. Matthew chapter 20, verses 30 to 34, and two blind men sitting by the road, hearing that Jesus was passing by, cried out, "Lord, have mercy on us, son of David." The crowd certainly told them to be quiet, but they cried out all the more, "Lord, son of David, have mercy on us." And Jesus stopped and called them and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Lord, we want our eyes to be opened." Moved with compassion, Jesus touched their eyes, and immediately they regained their sight and followed him. In Luke chapter 7, verse 12 to 15, now he was approached at the gate of the city, and a dead man was being carried out, only the son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a sizable crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he felt compassion for her and said to her, "Do not weep." And he came up and touched the coffin, and the bearers came to a halt. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. Compassion, not judgment. Everyone is suffering from something. Suffering is a part of life. Some may be suffering from more than others, but everyone is suffering. Some may be under the misconception that once we commit to the following Jesus, and any suffering will cease to exist. But that's not what the Bible teaches. Jesus suffered, the apostles suffered, and we will suffer too. God uses adversity for three reasons: to discipline us, to teach us, and to shape us into the people that he created us to be. Perhaps if we stop to think about this more often, we would do a better job of showing compassion to one another. As Christians, we are supposed to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. So to do this, we must follow the example of Jesus and show mercy, not compassion, to those that are suffering. But how much better the world would be if everyone did the same? So let us conclude. Everybody is suffering from something. Of course, we can never fully understand other circumstances because we have not walked in their shoes. Similarly, they cannot understand our circumstances. But we can show each other compassion and therefore one another. The next time we become annoyed, angered, or frustrated, we need to remember the example of Jesus, who showed others compassion and not judgment. Too often, we want justice for others and mercy for ourselves. That is not the way God wants us to be. This is not what the Bible teaches. Consider the following warning from the book of James. In James chapter 2, verse 13, "For judgment will be merciless to one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment." We learn today's lesson with the following four Bible verses about compassion. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ God forgave you." 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, "Finally, all of you be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble." And 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, "Praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God." In Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, "Therefore, as God chose the people holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." Amen. All right. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so right now. All you have to do is say the simple prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner, and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gladly receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words were true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we want to welcome you to the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. And if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. Press that one key and I'll bring you on so that you can tell the world that you accepted Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. Amen. Oh, boy. Well, okay. Anyway. Let's take a caller here. 1-1. You're on the air.
Boy, God.
Yeah. Okay. Rosemary Barrel. Okay, you are not my wife. Okay, you are somebody pretending to be my wife. And I know I do not tape my shows ahead of time. And no, Grover, this show is not pre-recorded. One. You're on air. Okay, some more. Bull. 111. You're on here. Okay. Yes, I hope that explains it to you, Benjamin Buford Fontaine. Yes. Well, I don't know where Beal and BBF are. Okay, I think they pussied out, Gavin Moorhead. Okay, we were supposed to have a discussion tonight, okay, about ending the boycott. And as you can see, these big pussies are not here. Okay? So, they don't want to end the boycott. Okay? They want to keep it going. They think it's funny. Okay? So, okay, they can do it all they want. I don't really care. I don't care one way or the other. Okay, 111, you're on the air. Goodbye. 1-1-1.
What's the boy got? Boy.
Uh-huh. 1-1.
Yes. Goodbye.
1-1. Goodbye. 1-1. Goodbye. 1-1.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, GRM boycotting process forcer, since you know more than I do. I play horrible music and were found to be in direct violation of the agreement. What violation of what agreement? I didn't violate anything. So you're talking out your ass. Along with BBF and Pastor Veal. Y'all, bunch of pussies. I'm going to say it again, and I will say it again, bunch of pussies. All righty. Well, they weren't in queue ready to discuss anything. Okay, I took their calls and it wasn't them. Stop it. Okay, I'm going to play some more hip-hop gospel mix. Okay, by Beanie Loco. Here we go.
Yeah. Danger, giants, battle is my story. But alone, I won't know. That's my glory. Shadows who cannot hide me. Oh, my king will fight.
Wanted fire landslide. Wanted fire landslide. Wanted fire landslide. Wanted by a landslide. Wanted by a landslide. Hallelujah to the flex, my. That power made a point, next slide. Stepping this side. Do you to the flex, my. Do you to the flex, my. Do you to the flew you to the flew you to the flex, my. That power made a point, next slide. Reppin' this side. Shoes ain't Gucci, I just keep my foot on reptiles. Wanted by a landslide. Hallelujah to the flex, mine. Wanted by a landslide. Hallelujah to the flex, mine. Wanted by a landslide. Wanted by a wanted by a landslide. Hallelujah to the flex, my. That power made a point, next slide. Reppin' this side. Shoes ain't Gucci, I just keep my foot on reptiles. Yeah, coming from my neck now. When the game about to end, you expect fouls. Oh, vanity, Satan try to cancel me. I don't feel your plan for me, I just made a canopy. When you come to handle me, there's another hand on me. Even when they all abandon me, I got the destiny, I see no enemy. Yeah. Gotta tell me who gon' come for me. Greater is the one who you can see. Be the boy, I gotta,
Who run it, almighty, who want it?
Still in the sun when it starts shaking.
ever took a loss, I learned a lesson. I won't ever think I'm better than the next. I've been down before to come up on these stress. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings. Blessings.
Wicked. shit, fool, man. We get just tapping the food chain. Cannibalizing our crew, daily is dude slang. Murderers thinking they lose. If you don't think it's true, ask my dude, Kane. Damn it, have civilized. There's a world where the killers rise. Dark and victims villainized. Then authorities ill advised. The snake in his venom. Is our linens, no immunized. We need a donor, we ninified. Sit around. The lion of Judah, he came. The sun set down in our world, a steely rain. Our infatuation with killing is in it, the him he was slain. All that he made, but get his redemption is finally reclaimed. We'll say, somebody told me, won't need a shoulder to weep on no more tears. Somebody told me, I ain't got a whole no heat, ain't no more fear. Like we know it will change. Don't need no pills, ain't no pain. Ain't no success up forever, he brain.
A billion years ahead. So why will be nothing? There's a joy that is coming like the morning. Nothing that we left. But we'll compare to this new song. Heart united and freedom. It sounds like
okay, let's go to the prophetic word for today. The Father says today, don't rationalize away your blessings. Those things the natural mind cast in stone are nothing to me. The things you think will never change, those things that have always been with you, hindering you, holding you back, are as the small dust of the balance to be swept away in a moment by the work of my hand. The verities and the facts that the natural mind never questions comprise the strongholds that hamper you to forward progress in my kingdom. It is time to tear those strongholds down, for they are an enemy against my plan for your life. Learn to question what the natural mind, the carnal mind, never holds up to scrutiny, for it is there that I am working to transform and bring change beyond your expectations. Never take for granted the things will never change. Everything in life is subject to my hand, says God. I am working to walk you through the path to lead to the highest heart desire and greatest dream fulfilled. What level of cooperation are you prepared to give me? How badly do you want to see things improve in your life? Are you willing to relinquish even those things that represent tender affections and personal investments when I call upon you to do so? Learn to obey without demanding, to know why. Be willing to comply with an explanation to your natural mind, just knowing in your spirit that I am directing you and correcting you according to my good pleasure, and you can therefore trust the end result I have in mind in your behalf, says God. And this goes out of all that need it, and you know who you are. Amen. Well, I'll take some calls, and I only have three of them, okay? 111, you're on the air. Which one won't say nothing, of course. 111, you are on the air. Which won't say anything either. Okay. And the last one, 111, you are on the air. And they okay, 111. You are on air. Goodbye. And another one, finally. 111, you are on air.
Kid, why don't you fit in the blank side?
Goodbye. Okay. 411.
Two bad. Tony F. is a boss hog bitch.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah, GRM boycott of Boston. Stop calling with artificial intelligent voices. Okay? All right. Thank you. Anyway. Well, we got two more. We got three more callers now. Let's try it. 111. You're on there.
Wake up.
Yep, okay. 111.
Yeah, so that.
Goodbye. 111.
Is Mary Lou. You don't like it? Too bad. Oh, yeah. You're a boss. Oh, bitch. We got.
Okay. Goodbye. Alrighty. Well, anyway, I'm going to give a shout out to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk because I know he's listening. Amen. So I'm going to end the show. I'm going to say God bless everybody. Thank you, people, for calling in and not saying anything. You're always welcome to call in and say nothing. God bless you. Because you have nothing to say, you are nothing. Okay. All righty. I'm not running. I'm ending the show. Okay? And Grover, you're not on 111. Stop lying. Okay? Yes, Beal and BBF are the pussies. Okay? Yeah, Rosemary's on 111. Sure you are. Okay. Okay. Right. Okay, I'll prove you all wrong and you're not on the line. 111.
You have to fuck it up.
Goodbye. 111.
By order of Benjamin Hubert, right. Fontaine III, your show.
Okay, 111.
This is Rosemary.
No, it's not. Goodbye. 111.
This is Rosemary.
No, it's not. Okay. 111. Okay. 111. Okay. 111. Yeah. Okay. Goodbye. Okay. Well, anyway, that's it. Good night, everybody. God bless. See you tomorrow night for another great episode of Perfect Gospel Radio. Okay, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Bye-bye.